Yo, what's good, everybody? Hazy J here with the Playroom Podcast, and I'm here with the regular guests.
Your favorite nigga.
This guy.
Big Naya Energy. I'm just kidding. Naya.
Big Naya Energy. Interesting. Yeah. All right, and so today's podcast, we're just going to get into it. We've been talking about body modifications, body augmentations, character customization in the real world, basically, and kind of our feelings about it. I think what pressed this subject was SZA at first, because SZA has a noticeably different body than her normal body,
what,
I guess.
3 years ago?
Yeah, and people have been saying that. I don't know if she did, like, lip stuff, too, but I don't know.
I've heard that she actually got her entire face. Yeah. And if you look at her from when she first came out, when she like first was with TDE and stuff, she looks entirely different.
Yeah.
Like, all around, her hairline looked different. Everything looks different.
Bro, how you do your face like that? Like, it's one thing to do your body, not your whole...
To just change your whole face.
Bro, you look in the mirror, you don't even look the same anymore. Like, you probably don't recognize who you are. Like, that's some crazy shit.
I think so, as just a woman... Different. We're way more aware of like when people change, because I guess we kind of compare more openly. Guys kind of resist that a lot more, but like we compare ourselves to like our past selves and other people, all that kind of stuff.
But yeah, man, so, I mean, that's one thing. But like to make a whole like change, like you don't even like look, you completely different then.
Imagine if you can't, and it's like, and you say, I just wish that it was. I wish I could just get this or this or this. And then if you got the money, you can go get this or this or this done. So
I get
you can make your
it.
Face
yeah.
as perfect as you. As you could look perfect in every angle. Especially when you're famous and you're always getting pictures taken. You want to look good for every angle.
My only problem with that is, though, how long is that going to hold up? Like,
right.
It's cool for right now. But then, like, when she 40, 50, 60 and her skin starts sagging and all them shit can't. You know, be
all the plastic
up.
And all that.
Yeah, like right. That shit ain't gonna look like it ain't gonna look good.
But that's the thing. If it is plastic, because sometimes
yeah, seen,
you know they
the
put
fuck?
You they put
human
you
Ken
under,
doll.
And like I got that bodysuit on.
No, he has a bunch of stuff under his skin. Yeah,
that's scary.
Pieces and stuff like that.
Mm. Well, I have seen like human Kens, human Barbies. I've seen that also,
mm-hmm.
where they just kind of. That's like the extreme version. Like they modify the whole thing, and
no.
It's like, but they want to look like dolls, not necessarily. They just want to look different.
They basically don't want to be human, is what you're telling
right,
me.
Right.
They don't
want
to be human.
Perfect.
There's no
perfect.
Such thing as perfection.
Yeah.
Bro.
No, really.
They're like that's
I
not
feel like
perfect,
the baddest.
That's
the baddest
perfect.
Girls have some imperfections or something, or you at least get used to it.
Do you think it adds to the quality of goodness if a girl got a lot of like? Well, not a lot of perfection, but if she's not trying to correct them.
I mean, like, what you mean? Like, is she, like, trying to get plastic surgery, or is she trying to, like...
If she's not trying to get plastic surgery.
And she actually trying to, like, make a change to her body through, like, the natural way of eating
and
dieting and shit
cool
like that?
She's just cool, and she's just embracing it. She just, fuck it. Like, this is how it was made.
I mean, that's just, that's how everybody, I mean, that's how we are. We, you know,
right.
I mean, yeah, that's...
We ain't got no fucking plastic
surgery.
But if she got
red, really like, Lauren London... She could get a bunch done if she really wanted to.
But she don't
she
want
got
to.
She got shit done.
I mean, because she's good. She's good the way she is. She's like, I'm
yeah.
good the way I am, so I ain't got to do that.
Right.
But also, do you feel like it's more like a insecurity thing also?
Yes.
Kind of like, okay, you're not really that secure about the way you look, so you actually just want to change it. Like, you literally want to change
you literally,
it.
Like, you literally change it, and you go do that shit.
Mm-hmm. You think that's bad?
It's not bad, because when they get to that point, it's like, okay, I look how I want to look.
Right.
And then it's like, you know, at a certain point, you don't like what you look like at the same time.
I guess what makes
appearance
it
and your personality isn't the same as we either.
Though. Yeah, because you can feel like one way, feel like I should look like this and I should act like that, and then versus what you see in the mirror is two totally different things.
Mm. I think what makes it bad is that you have like. It's like, what's your motivation behind it? Is it because
right.
you think that people are thinking that you don't look good? Or, like, are you doing it for you? Or are you doing it for other people? Because then it's like...
Why are you doing it for somebody else?
Exactly. Like, I mean, I guess I guess the root behind you not liking you would also have to be other people, though, right?
That may start with you, though. It starts with you.
So that, I mean, okay. In terms of body modification, what is, like... the most, I guess, I was about to say outstanding, but you know what I mean. Like, it stands out the most to you. Like, what do you think is
gonna, most prominent?
Yeah, I mean, BBLs.
Yeah, BBLs probably, the most prominent thing right now.
I told you guys before, nose jobs for me just kind of stands out if it's done not well, I guess.
I think BBLs make a big difference. I used to work with this girl, like, up the street, and I saw her at the store recently.
What's her name?
her name Deja.
Either way, I saw her, they're not gonna know.
I saw her at the store, and her hips and her ass are huge now. And I worked with this bitch, and she was flat body, everything.
How long ago was this?
I worked with her in 2020.
Oh, that was 3 years ago. You know.
Wow.
Well, I mean, 3 years.
But I'm talking about she has eating. Round hips no. now, round ass now. Like, there's no way she did this in the gym. No way.
In 3 years. She might have eaten in 3 years.
Like this. Like, you go from this to this. You go from straight up and down SpongeBob to curvy.
Could you remember, like, when we were in school?
Upper body's the exact same.
So, okay, Judy, you be talking about, like, the natural route, right? Because you would be in the gym a lot, so you feel like that's better than body modifications, right?
According to the doctor, paying $20,000 just to get your... some fat stuck in your ass.
Yeah.
It's cool. Only $5,000 on the record.
Versus, you know what I'm saying? You go to the gym, you do some leg workouts, and then like you scope and mold the whole lower body to how you want it.
How long
I do feel like...
For the look that people are going for with a BBL, how long would that take in the gym?
Honestly, bro, it's going to take like some months to actually sculpt it, and then for the whole frame, it's going
to...
It's going to hold frame for the rest of your life.
It's the thing you have to maintain.
And you can add on to it. It's not like it's going to get smaller.
You have to maintain it for the rest of your life, don't you?
Yeah. No, you don't gotta maintain it, but you know, you still got that shit with you, though. You don't gotta pay for it, and then versus...
That's facts.
Yeah.
10 years later, your fucking ass sagging and shit.
Right.
Because you're the fucking plastic.
If either way, you gotta keep up with it after you go buy it, then you should just go...
Once you start going to the gym, though, you be like in a routine with it, so you'll love to see the growth and shit. So
yeah, that's the life. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's kind of like a lifestyle change.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
But so it's getting a BBL because you gotta keep up with it. So if you gotta go to the gym to keep up with it anyway, you might
just start.
Do you have to like care for it, like, you know, like piercings and shit? Like, you gotta do stuff to keep it.
You can't wipe yourself and shit. Like, you gotta lay on your stomach on the airplane.
You can't go on airplanes, right?
That's what I'm saying, bro. You're
that shit'll pop.
You can't do shit, bro.
No. There's no air in it.
Oh.
There's no air.
It's just silicone.
Mm-hmm. But no, you still can't go on the airplane, though. You still can't go on the airplane. You talking about I took one down here and I got to drive back? Bro, what? All because I got ass shots?
Oh, no. You can't drive back.
I'm just saying. Like, you
always,
can't,
if you be seeing
you can't
TikToks,
even sit on it, bro.
Right. You be seeing the TikToks of the bitches coming back from Miami on the flights back to Miami. Everybody being in a seat like this with their arms in a chair.
They can't sit.
No, they can't sit on it, bro. You can't sit on your own ass.
How are you not going to sit on your own ass? That's so weird.
You got surgery on your ass. You sit down. That shit is going to...
I mean, you did just get cut, yeah.
Bro,
but
bro,
you know what I'm saying? You see how crazy that shit is.
You
see how
crazy that shit
is. I mean, yeah. So like, I get it for like the whole reasoning why you want to change how the way you look. But most of the time, we see it in women. But why do you feel like it's not that prominent in men? Because men can't just go and like do that. I guess. Like, make their dick bigger.
Yeah, I mean, because niggas...
Or what? You said ab implants.
Any nigga that's going to walk around with a 12-inch dick just because he got a fucking size, bro, it's fucking crazy. I'm going to be honest.
I think it's because when men... Y'all go on social media, what y'all really got to compare with other niggas other than clothes and
money.
Shit that don't matter, right?
I mean, really,
women are getting big off is their bodies. Like some women, like really the women who got some shit of followers and shit, they got these natural, amazing bodies. Mm. Bitches with money, they can go buy one of them. And then, so all these bitches with money and all these bitches who are naturally gifted by God got these bodies and these women with money bought them. And then there's people like me and other regular bitches that's looking at this shit. That's what you got to think about all the time. Like, especially because that's what's constantly, you know, just
being,
y'all kind of,
you
know, I guess, like, if you're talking to a man or any just the men around you, they're surrounding themselves with it too. They're showing you that this is what they like. This is what they're overindulging in. It's kind of setting a standard for all of us, like, in our mind of what
what is chased look like. Yeah. Like the most.
And what niggas admire. It's,
right.
Admire, but like,
I feel like for a dude, something that you could get done is probably like, I don't know, like jawline.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
But that's what Michael B. Jordan got. Michael B. Jordan got his jawline and his chin done.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I can't even tell. You know, I can't even tell.
If you go back and watch his old movies and stuff, he does look like this.
He changed his chin for sure.
He looks kind
of
weird.
He got more of a chin out. Like,
yeah, he has a more prominent jaw and chin, yeah.
Okay.
See.
But that's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got an ass shot, he got a dick shot, he want to make his thighs bigger or some shit. Like,
we're not going to omit that Drake has fake abs.
He got plates put in.
That's wild.
That's fucking crazy.
That's even the same, like, I don't know, modification in general is like, wow, like, you took the extra step to actually do that.
Yeah, like, bro, you could have just went to the gym.
It kind of speaks to the convenience that our lives is becoming, you know? Right. Everyone's just trying to do everything the fast track way.
Get it quick.
Right.
Then it doesn't last, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, you take the time to put the shit in, and then it actually
looks good for, like, these couple years. Right. But, yeah, you're right. Once you get older, it's not going to hold up.
On top of that, if you can do it so fast, like, okay, when you make a conscious decision, like, oh, I want this, and you go to the gym, you have to invest yourself in your time and your energy, so it's no going back on it. If you say, hey, I want this, and you can go to the surgeon and get that done, a few months from now, you can be like, damn, I didn't even want that bad. But because you got it so fast, you can't go
like,
back.
Bro, imagine how Drake feel. Like, he's sitting there with some fucking fake abs, and now his stomach probably hurting and shit.
Right. He probably can't bend
his stomach and shit like he wants to.
Nah, facts.
Like, you know,
it'd probably be hurting when he get in the bitch.
That's so weird, though.
He probably laugh, that shit punch him or some shit, bro.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro,
he has plates in his chest, or in his stomach.
His abdominal area.
Bro. That's too much, man.
I'm saying, like, bro, just go to the gym.
That's like moving into some like fucking cyborg shit. Like,
they gonna start adding fucking kinetic parts to niggas' bodies
to make them like faster and shit. Like,
maybe, bro.
Add more performing athletes. That could be a thing.
What are they called? Like spring mechanisms that make it easier to be faster and shit like that.
Oh yeah, that's.
I guess you could say like like them type of surgeries is a machine type of thing.
Yeah.
Prosthetics is kind of like.
Kind of yeah.
You remember the Academy special when they said a nigga was at an unfair advantage?
yeah. The guy with no legs and he has the robot legs and he won. He said he was at the unfair advantage.
Motherfucker said he couldn't feel his legs and shit. He just kept running, bro. Like, what? That motherfucker. He won't cheat, but he did have an unfair advantage. He can't.
Bro,
he didn't. He had an unfair disadvantage and he still won.
It's like weird because it's at the same time I get how it is unfair because it's like
I can't feel my feet. You can.
Yeah, whatever. Your feet aren't gonna get tired.
Yeah.
Whatever. But
his feet didn't get tired. Like his
But I mean, I don't know, man. You still do gotta win, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, he still had to run that bitch.
It still hurts his. There's stress on his little stubs or whatever because I know he has those.
Little stubs. Cut that out.
What do you mean? He has stubs. Damn, it's not like inaccurate.
Damn.
What do you think about people that try to modify their bodies to like be taller,
like
or like liposuction?
That's actually a thing. Though.
Somebody got
to be some skinnier.
Some shit put in their knees to grow taller. He grew a couple inches.
To be taller, like that's wild.
Yeah, I think it's Hispanic, but yeah, it was like crazy. I was like, I know your legs, I know your knees hurt, bro.
Yeah,
I know you're like you can't walk straight, but your knees probably buckling and shit.
The older his knees gonna be.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, what was the point?
Well, that's the standard, though, because I think, like I said, we live in the age of, like, very openness and, like, literally character customization. You can really be what you want to be now and
with
less backlash, I guess, you know? So it's like, why not pursue it?
What's her name?
T.I. wife got blue eyes. She went to Africa and she got color injected into her eyes.
So her eyes are permanently
and then her
blue.
Daughter did the same thing. So yeah, her and her daughter's eyes are permanently blue because they went and got that done.
Did they do that? How?
I don't know,
that
nigga.
They probably put
dye in your eyeball, like in your pupil, and then they turn that shit blue. And that shit sounds like fucking dangerous.
Yeah, dude, no.
It's not like you're black. You like you take your eye out or some shit. Like you be blind. In a couple
yeah, days. That just feels like something could pop and then. Like,
yeah, let that die get in your eye for real, bro. That shit's done for. They have to
remove that whole eyeball. You can't just do whatever the fuck you want to and just be like. I mean, shouldn't we be pushed? It's like we push self love more than we used to, but at the same time, it's way more modification going on.
Right. So do you keep going on this like transhumanism road where it's like. It could be the point where some people are like, bro, I just want to be like a half robot. Like, why can't I just be a half robot? Like,
identify
then you're going to have full on people, yeah, identifying as robots, and then they're going to want to be their own thing. And then
I identify as a grizzly that's bear. Gonna be crazy. And I don't have to pay any taxes. Because grizzly bears don't pay taxes.
This nigga's a grizzly bear.
Bro.
It's possible.
The iRobots are coming, bro. The silicone doll army is coming to get us, bro.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really judge anybody that bad. For I'm the just things that they try to do and change. You know, wanting to change yourself is not a horrible thing.
Nah.
But there is such thing as overdoing it, for sure. Some things you just should just accept. Like, oh, you got brown eyes, but you wanted blue eyes. You just gotta say, dang God. That's crazy.
You can put contacts in. Right. You know? Fuck it. Just put contacts in or something.
You don't permanently gotta get them done. Like, that's not even your natural eye color now.
It's not that serious, because if you go blind, then you're gonna wish you left your shit alone.
Bro, you know about those people, like, from, like, Ripley's Believe It or Not? Mm. Like, the people that literally want to be, like, lizards and shit.
They get
and,
their like, tongue wolves cut. Yeah.
And they cut their tongues. And
they have, like, a million lips. Piercings implant and shit. Tattoos everywhere.
Hairs and all that.
The fuck like, is wrong with them niggas?
They want to be lizards,
bro. They think they reptilian. You are a whole human, bro. You that are not a reptile, crazy. Bro. You are not a reptile.
I mean, who are you to tell them what they can and can't be?
That is reptile dysfunction.
I'm looking at his face and be like, bro, you are a fucking human, bro. What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. I'm looking at his face. But I'm like, bro.
And what if, you know what he going to say?
He going to start laughing. Yeah. He going to start doing that shit. I'm be like, man, get your weird ass out
here. He's trying to lick your ass.
It's split tongue and all that shit. I'm like, bro, come on, bro. Like,
do you really think we will get to the stage where there are going to be, like, just fully augmented people living with us and we have to kind of accept it? Like, not even like, because now it's more, it's like you're trying to hone the human shape, but like, I'm talking about like different, like,
you know what I mean? Like cutting their nostrils up and doing all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, like there's a fad or something. Like it's mechanical parts. Different, yeah, like they're different people.
I can see that. I can see that.
I think it's going
to
be a lot of help.
I mean, I really hope I'm not around to see it though.
You hope you did.
I hope, yeah. Once they start doing that shit, just go ahead off me, bro. I don't want to see that shit no more. Y'all niggas taking it too.
You're getting too creative.
You trying to get an iPhone put right in the middle of your chest, bro.
They trying to be Iron Man.
In the middle of his head.
They trying to be Iron Man.
Man, he got a goddamn. You see, he don't got that shit no more.
That's facts.
He got that scar right there in the middle of his fucking head to remind him about that shit.
Yeah, that's true too.
But when he did that shit, nigga, look, bro, this shit hard. I'm like, that shit is stupid as a bitch.
Bro, look, yeah, Lil Uzi.
Dumbest shit
I've ever seen.
That shit was literally bleeding the same day. That shit was bleeding the same day. I was like,
the memes were funny though. Fucking, this motherfucker thought he was Vision. Thought he was Vision.
Man, that Vision shit had me crying, bro. That shit had me crying. They took that shit out of his head, bro. Man.
All right, so if I don't know, because I don't think any of us would change anything really. But like, say there was something that you could implant yourself with, and it would give you like an ability, like
give me a tail,
like okay, yeah,
or wings,
yeah, or wings or tail. Like, would you do that then?
Oh yeah, no, that's
if it's not, even if it's not like it's permanent. Like,
it's not permanent?
It is permanent.
If I could give myself something that, like, you know, don't you know how, like, the...
Not detachable. The bat's like, got that... You have it.
Or the... What's the name of those things? The beluga whale, they got the little echolocation. If I could give myself something like that...
Why the hell you want that?
What? Nigga, that's... That ain't no mechanical part. Nigga, that's an ability.
Why would you...
If they could make a mechanical part,
why would you need it,
though? What are they going to do? They're going to put a fucking...
He's going to be out at nighttime just...
Actually, it's really because I be super paranoid when I sleep. And if I could just go to sleep and know if someone about to roll up on me, I'm gonna sleep soundly after that. You're gonna be
sleeping. You said you want a human alert system, bro.
No, for real, that is. I want a human sonar.
Bruh. Oh, God. I'm surprised people haven't people haven't like yeah, like augmented like fins or something to like live in the water or some shit.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's that's totally different. Now we gonna have mermaids and shit for real.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Well, them niggas have to pay taxes, because if they don't, like, then I'm going.
Well, give me some eagle eyes. Those things to be real, like, it's gonna have to be. That's the most realistic thing I can think of for like stuff like that to actually be real. Like a mermaid community that's like, we want to be fucking mermaids. And they all just get to become mermaids.
It's a nigga that identifies as a mermaid, bro. I believe that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
And he out there swimming every day thinking he a fucking
There's
mermaid.
There's a lot of women like that, actually.
Bro. Man.
There's a documentary about them.
With the fucking, they be having the little shit on, too. The little,
H2O, bro.
With the little, what's
the tails? The tails, yeah. They do not use their feet. They do not use their feet.
They too deep. They too deep into it, bro.
That
bro.
Is so They seen bizarre, that movie.
They've spent thousands of dollars on those tails they own, yes.
What, you seen that shit on, what's like that movie furries. On Disney Channel where that nigga turned into a mermaid? Hmm? What's that Disney Channel movie where that nigga turned into a mermaid?
Like Lucky 13.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Seen that shit, took it too far, bro.
Fucking H2O, bro.
Yes.
They took it right where it needed to go. Like I said, all I want to know is if there became a new race of people off something like this, I don't give a fuck what it is. If they don't have to pay taxes, I'm joining them.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
They probably don't have to pay taxes because they're just going to be poor.
Shit.
They're just like gonna be living the minimalistic lifestyle of whatever the fuck they are.
I really wish that I could do that. Like, but they just keep sending letters to me telling me I need to pay money on something for breathing this air, and I just want to stop.
I mean, that's fair.
I would do whatever I gotta do to stop paying.
So you get a body change in order to not pay taxes?
Yes.
Bruh.
You do not understand how much taxes is costing.
Do you think there could be a whole society that. It just changes like that. Like, okay, we don't want to live by the human standards of society. Let's just, like, say we're something else and make a whole new race. Like, if enough people were to agree with this, they're, like, standing up for it. Like, they can make a new race, like, that doesn't have to adhere to society.
We done made new genders, bro. Why not?
You don't have to say, you can't say race, because that's going to get a little weird.
I mean, no.
What do you mean species?
Species. Well...
If you're talking about race, we're talking about color.
I don't think species, because then people would justify killing them.
Shit.
Yeah, they're not human species no more. They're not humans. Man, we can just kill them now.
They're transhuman species. So
that's a fact. You
can't just kill them, bro. They're going to have rights and shit, bro. They
people
have
die anyways for being a different race already.
They have birthright, and that's all that matters.
They're going to have their own bathroom
No,
and
for
shit.
Real, though, do you think that could be a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying.
Like a whole society. Like,
yes.
And then this shit spreads. Like, would you join it?
No.
You said if there was no taxes, you would.
I'm not joining it, but I'm not doing that.
It depends.
What if the rules are, like, awesome? Like, if they're just
living like nomads, like, I'm gone.
It's like semantics. Like, it's not like they're changing completely everything about how they live. They just identify.
They're just not submitting to the system.
Yeah, they're just identifying, you know what I mean, as something wholly different.
So if they identify as something, they still getting taxed. That don't mean nothing.
They don't feel
niggas identify as a fucking dragon, they still getting taxed.
they don't feel any paperwork to have to be on the books to get taxed.
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be
if they don't got no address, where are your taxes going to?
It's gonna have to be a whole bunch of shit.
It has to be its own government.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're gonna have to be like, it's gonna be like their own like group of people.
Bro, what do you think is the perfect?
Technically, wouldn't they just qualify as homeless people?
No.
They,
but I'm saying,
technically, they would.
They're society because they're together.
They're still
they
living,
built.
Though. Like, they're all together, you know?
But yeah, like, because, all right, back in the day, before this was like a frontier, right?
Back in the day.
No, like, seriously, people actually moved to places and they claimed territory and they just built their own states.
Right.
Like, because there's just no undiscovered land anymore in the U.S. or whatever, like, that's probably why people don't do that. Like, I would imagine everybody that be hating America, hating stuff like that, they just want to have their own shit.
Who would branch off and try to make their own? Like, if you would go to a state and, like, the state had to branch off and make their own shit, who you think it would probably be? It had to be like
Florida.
One, yeah, I was about to say Florida, Florida, Texas, California. It had to be but somewhere Texas. On the coast.
That would also require them to try to find some undiscovered land, though.
That's what I'm saying. How do you even?
They got to go far, far from here.
They're gonna have to go to Antarctica. Right?
Yeah, so, Australia, are you not sure? allowed to create your own Germany? Land?
No. It's not that you can't create it. It's
they can't live on those
can't.
Trash islands in the Pacific Ocean.
Like, you can't...
You can't necessarily own it, though.
Why?
At least in the USA, because they're going to tax the shit out you for it.
So, like, if I went out into the ocean...
You try to claim
everything
that
is chartered in the ocean, but I can't just go out, build a random island, and then be like, this is my fucking island. Nope. This is my nation now.
Because they're going to say...
I can't do that?
Such and such own this part. This country owns this part.
This part of the sea and shit. That's stupid ass.
This part of their like land.
Yeah, so all the nation borders are already established. So you can't go in the middle of a nation's border and say, this is mine. Because you're within their lines.
You already in our country, bro. You just can't take
well,
shit over.
The oceans don't belong
but
to anyone,
but the oceans...
Though.
That's what I'm saying. What's can you not that? Create...
You don't think niggas don't own the oceans?
What about Antarctica?
We're on cruise ships out
what
there.
About Antarctica? Isn't that un-territory?
No, government's over there.
It's illegal, right?
It's illegal.
Why?
Because the government's over there searching for shit in Antarctica,
bro.
You just
but they found some shit they don't want us to
see. That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, you just can't go to Antarctica.
They found something they don't want us to see.
They got shit on ice over there.
Are you telling me, out of the whole entire world, that everything has been discovered?
No.
Every piece of land. Because I know there are lands where... I saw this like on a TikTok. There's, you know, those islands where they leave it alone because it's just full of natives that just kill anybody that goes there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they only did that because they already established that this is their land. And you can't do anything. So, like, they just happen to be there already. But you can't just go out and create it or find it or something.
Nah,
be like, yo, I want this to be my place. No rules, no taxes,
unless
no whatever.
Unless did that. Unless niggas did that and said, like, okay, anyone comes into our shit, we're killing them. We're letting niggas know we kill niggas if you come over here.
Mm. Are you talking about like as an established country or like a newly established country? Or are you talking about as some shit that we done been had for centuries? Like, we didn't claim this land for, like, many, many years. And this is how it's going to be for, like,
no, like, just like to start something up, like, you gotta...
No.
Yeah, like, no one can start their own nation anymore? Like, what? How do you even do that?
I don't, because it's always gonna be governed, bro.
Not formally.
It's gotten to the point where you just, it's simply you just can't own, like...
The land, right? But
who can't do that no more.
Exactly owns this land? Like, who owns Virginia?
The white man.
Who owns... Fucking Colorado, like, fucking these are specifically sliced up pieces of land, right?
Plotted out to give money to who, though?
Like, exactly, white people. But it's like, yeah, we fucking lost, bro.
Yeah, we lost
since
we got here,
bro. Damn, bro. Shit is already established. This is the problem.
You can, like, you can have your own business. You can have all this shit you think you have. But you still gotta pay us at the end of it all.
But you know, you gotta think about it. So, let's say we went somewhere in the middle of a forest in South America, right?
Yeah.
And we start doing exactly what you
like
say. You
uncharted,
know, a group
like,
of people
uncharted
who just start saying, this is ours, and they grow, and they protect, they start organizing, they come up with governments, yada, yada, yada. You think a government is gonna come and say, all 100,000 of y'all gotta go.
But you know,
no, what they're gonna start doing is they're going to just start recognizing it as what all these people recognize it as.
Yeah, and then
they
they'll invite them to what, like the UN?
Probably.
Nah, you saying like you trying to go to like the middle of the forest and just start some new shit up completely?
I'm saying if
yeah,
you
but
did
that's...
that, then after a while they would just start putting you on the map because they would have to.
Nah,
because
you still...
because you guys aren't going anywhere.
But that's
you
what you're saying. There is no. I don't know if there's any places
and
that
they gonna commit genocide.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Oh well.
I mean, bro, because it's like,
no,
bro, you gotta think about
not
it.
Not to that extent.
Think about it. No, all right, not like that. But think about it, like, you go into a whole other country, right? And all this claim land is still claim land. It may be the middle of the forest, still claim land. Like, some country still got that shit. You say...
No, I'm saying, though, like, what if it is, like...
Like, it's dead as uncharted, like...
It's like, nobody cares about this place. Or it is known to be, like, so extremely dangerous that nobody wants to claim it.
All right, well, let's just say, somebody gave you a plot of land in South America, and you did start your own shit up, and you start your own country. Like,
when
your
you
own,
yeah, because
you start your own country though.
Technically,
like, you
if you purchase
state.
It, don't you own it?
Yeah, like you own that shit. I mean, you own it, yeah, but like.
But what you can't.
What establishes.
Yeah,
yeah, really why not though? What establishes it, the fact that it's my own
it's
nation?
It's your name on it. It's like, yo, you founded this
piece of land.
Yes, but.
But we all get our. We get though. Rights for our own personal property.
You still gotta pay taxes on that shit. You got your car, yeah, still gotta pay for that shit.
I think that taxes is really the thing that's gonna separate it from being. Your country from the country that you are pledged allegiance to. No, for real.
They're like, yeah. Bro, they're like, yo, you got this money tied to us, you know what I'm saying? Hand it over. You done took that plot of land that we owe.
That's why. It's like, if this was my country, I wouldn't have to pay y'all shit. And they not letting you do that.
You just not going to pay nothing.
That's why the internet is so powerful, because I feel like the internet in itself is it's like its own...
plot of land,
nation and stuff.
Yeah, it is because the internet is a whole different world. You can go on the internet and say some shit and then say that shit in real life and it won't hold up, bro.
Yeah,
like you can go yell at a great tweet that got a few million retweets,
say that shit in real life, say, niggas,
what the fuck are you yelling for?
Yeah, bro, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what you said what, bro?
Mom. That's why that's the future of technology, bro, is just doing that, going a nation or. Okay, what about this then? You develop a nation through... Can you not develop a nation through fucking virtual reality? In that space? In the metaverse?
Nope.
So Meta actually has it, so you can pay for plots of land in metaverse right now.
Yeah, I know, that's what I was saying.
Is that real land, though?
If you go into there and it's a nation and there's rules...
the metaverse.
Bruh, it's technically real if you can visit it, no?
Reality, though.
Cause it's not reality. That's not. Yeah, think about it. That's not real. Mm-hmm. Like,
but would they apply if when you're there?
Yeah, it'd be like playing a video game.
That's what I'm saying, you're playing a video.
You still gotta turn that shit off and come pay.
You still gotta come pay bills. You get out there, motherfucker. Come pay his bills when you're done with your new country, bro.
Like, it's just like a glorified GTA for real. Like,
I mean,
hey,
yeah,
shit.
That's true. That's like
so
a mod.
So the real question is, can you really own anything?
You can't then.
Even your own body. You don't even own your own body for real.
You can't.
When I had my kids, I read the full contract because I was so intrigued. Man, I still don't own my kids. The state owns my kids. The second you give your kids a social, they are owned by the state. In order for you to own your kids, you can't give them a social. But if you don't give them a social, they can't go to the doctor. They can't go to school. They can't do shit. That's how they manipulate you into owning everybody. Because you need a social.
Hey, so in order for you
to have a social to do anything, we gotta own you.
You gotta say you live.
So they establish, they literally, the land of the free takes away your freedom as soon as you're born.
Yep.
That's why you go to the court to get custody of your kids, because you're not fighting for you're not fighting with the dad for your kids. You're fighting the state for your kids.
Yeah, they gotta pay the state. He ain't really
you're fighting
you.
The state to say who they can live with.
That's so weird.
That's
I don't know. I mean, that's how it is, though. Like, that's
why?
That's just what it is. Like, why? Because money, bro.
Because but consensus, like, so they put tabs on everybody.
So many systems are already put in place that it's impossible to fight them.
And make change.
They said like rules.
We can't change it.
Like, yeah,
how?
But this is okay.
We just have to live above it, though.
I gotta
shit his ass.
I'm about to go off. Let me see this. So, this is really what I be getting so mad about, because with the Democrats and the Republicans, everybody think they're on a different side.
We're
but
on
the white people, that's what they be saying with the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment says everyone, all Americans are supposed to have guns, so that the government is now upholding our power that we have over them. We should be able to legally uprise against them and make them listen to us.
Yeah,
ain't they were on?
But that shit don't
even
work no more. That's why they stormed the Capitol. But yeah. And then none of this shit works anymore. The Constitution is null and void.
That shit was written in like 17 what? And it's now 2000 what?
Exactly.
Man, that shit 300 years old,
bro. 1700, bro.
That
was
shit.
Was it really
about
that? 1700?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, give a shit about that.
Bro, I didn't know that.
1740, 65, something like that.
Damn, I thought it was written like 1903 or some shit.
Nigga, hell no.
God, when damn. Is 1776 is when the Declaration got signed.
You're right. God damn.
And we still living by them same fucking feather written
so
rules.
So stupid.
Feather written rules.
Niggas had to dip a fucking feather and pen in the
ink. This stupid ass don't even got a pen yet, bitch.
Shit in cursive, bro. We don't even use cursive no more.
Them
was wearing wigs, bro. They was using shit like D and E and shit. Like, whole different language they were speaking, bro.
Right.
People don't even understand that shit.
There are, but literally so much has happened, and we just neglect the fact that the Constitution has no account for the real world now.
And but niggas got cell phones, bro. You turn that shit to Benjamin Franklin right now, he might lose his fucking mind.
Constitution don't say
that. Okay, I had a hard enough time flying a kite, bro. I saw that nigga phone, bro. He don't know what the fuck to do.
Dead ass, though.
The Constitution don't say shit about no data breaches, bro.
Nothing but shit.
And now
shit,
data
bro.
Matters man. More than anything.
Man, your fucking
Amazon
data.
Amazon be selling your data every day.
Man.
Nah, it's.
Your shit just out here. Nigga, you can look
pseudo
yourself.
Pseudo freedom.
You can look
man.
Yourself up on the internet, bro. Like, you can literally look your name, your address, phone number, where you stay at.
You can see where you live on Google Maps.
All of that shit. Like, literally, if anybody just wanted to see, if somebody randomly seen you on Facebook, like, oh, let me see some more about her. And wanted to pay enough money to figure out about you, they could do that shit.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, the crazy shit, like.
IT, man. Information tech. It's just too much stuff
it's
available.
Too much. It's too much, yeah. It's
too
much.
It's also, like, we don't get a say with what we want our, like, what we want to own ourselves.
Yeah.
Never really get to.
We want
to
have the right to own the shit we work for.
There's always conditions.
And you should have the right to say, I don't want my stuff on the register online. Take my stuff down.
Yeah, take my name, my
address. I don't have
address,
criminal records.
Take
there's no reason I need to be on.
Right.
Why is that accessible to anybody at all?
Just City Hall
yeah, like,
records.
Bro, like, you know, that shit just sitting there on the internet forever. When we all die,
it's
just sitting on the internet.
I feel like the reason they won't update stuff like that is because they are using our data for certain shit that they don't want us to. They don't want to put no caps on. They don't want to put no, like, you know, what is that called? Provisions on.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean provisions?
Like, they can use our data and everything we do to see what we doing. Like, they know where Nia Williams at right now.
Oh, no, yeah,
they
don't
know where I'm at
yeah.
later. If they put provisions on
that,
they don't
just
know
playing
that
Fortnite.
We're going to want
they
to not
shit.
Be able to have access to that kind of information.
You may yeah. not think, they might not care, but they know you just got in the game and got off real quick.
Exactly. Yeah.
Somebody got tabs on it somewhere.
That's why they be trying to act like they blind, like they don't, oh, we don't know what you're talking about, we can't do that.
Right, that's why they put so much shit, like, in your face, like, all that face value shit, like,
what you think the cookie shit is, bro, when you go on a website, bro?
You accepting all cookies, but you accepting the fact that you leaking out your information.
That's just,
if you decline the cookies, they deny you access to the website, right?
Yeah, no, they don't, it's just, like, certain shit you probably can't do on the website, though.
Is that fast?
I
figured out you could deny
cookies
it,
are only in order to see to like give you advertisements and stuff.
Yeah, and then it leaks to you. Leaks to your phone. We start talking to it, and then it's like, yo,
I'm
gonna get a necklace. Next thing you know, your phone will give you necklaces to look up.
Yeah, it's gonna learn. That's what it does. That's what the cookies are. It gives you like little bits so they can learn what you
about advertising. No, I don't give a fuck.
Mainly, but
I ignore advertising.
It could be something. Sinister, also maybe we just don't know.
Yeah,
so everything's got a sinister side to it nowadays, like, don't it?
It's two sides to every coin.
All right, so do you think that we will ever see a time where, like, things are changed, like in the U.S.
No.
specifically, like no. it's operating completely differently
until these old motherfuckers. Die, bro. This shit ain't gonna change.
There'll always be someone to take the fucking mantle and
with the same
mindset,
same values and creed, like
tradition.
Honestly, every time I say something like, you know, like I said earlier, insurance is a fucking scam.
Yeah.
And older people will reason with you and tell you it's not dumb because XYZ.
Whoa.
That always lets me know. This shit always gonna stay the way it is.
I ain't even gonna lie, but car insurance is the dumbest shit I've ever heard about, bro.
Exactly.
I
said that earlier. That's why I literally said
I was thinking about my shit yesterday. I was like, bro.
It is so
dumb. I was like, bro, I gotta pay car insurance. What if I don't even get in an accident? I still gotta pay these.
Right?
I still gotta pay these niggas.
Yeah.
And that's what I said. As long as older people are there, as long as there are people, there's a population of people justifying the stupid shit that don't make sense and trying to make, like, when you try to boil things down to reality and what actually matters and what doesn't, and people argue with you that it does matter, that makes me realize
that shit does not matter,
like, this shit ain't gonna change, bro. Because it's always gonna be somebody drinking the Kool-Aid, bro. It's always gonna be somebody drinking.
What about the nigga that made it, though? We ain't gonna talk about that motherfucker, though. I mean, somebody had to make the Kool-Aid for somebody to drink that shit.
Well, yeah.
That nigga been
That's dead. Me. That's me. I'm making the Kool-Aid. Nigga over here. Living off my fucking Kool-Aid and my insurance, bro. What kind of shit is that?
True.
Yeah, True. I'm over here looking stupid, bro. This nigga just drank the whole pitcher, too. They didn't even give me none, bro.
No lies, bro.
So make some more, bro. Nah. I'll be back.
Hurry up.
Yeah, make some more. I'll be back next month, bro.
No lie.
Nigga gave me one pack of the Kool-Aid. I come back next month with the next one. bro, you just drank all...
So, I mean, all right, I guess what
we learned
is that, like, all right, modification to your bodies. We honestly learned that that's kind of like the only thing we can modify and control low-key, I guess. But even then, you got to go through the government's way of doing it.
The doctor.
So like,
gotta have medical insurance.
Nah, you can go to Dominican Republic, get it done.
Just go fly over there, bro.
Random surgeon in the fucking Dominican Republic.
Man, this nigga said we're going to Dominican Republic. Just punk going down the street.
True.
It's not gonna change your mind. Let's be 100. Never change your mind.
All right, what is your final sentiment towards the whole body modification thing?
Let's get it.
You could change your body. But it won't change who you are on the inside. You're still a piece of shit.
Just don't fucking do it, bro. Take your lazy ass to the gym, bro. Take your ass to the gym, bro. You're going to feel a whole lot better. And you're going to save money, bro. Think about it. You're going to pay $20,000
right now. And you're going to feel better.
$5,000. My fault. $5,000. You pay $5,000. Well, no, hold on. You got to think about the plane ticket and all that shit. It's a whole thing.
I will say this. I think that it's okay as long as you're trying to maintain the human mold. Please don't turn yourself into a fucking pterodactyl, bro. Nobody want to see that shit, bro.
Or a fish, but don't do that.
nobody want to see that.
If it's purely cosmetic, I support it. All
right.
You're trying to use your gills.
Okay. Well, that's it for the Playroom Podcast.
What's the point of getting gills if I can't use them?
Thanks for listening.
I'm
Hazy J.
I'm Naya.
I'm your mama's favorite nigga.
Don't play with yourself. Play with the rope.
My nigga, what the fuck you mean if I can get gills? I can't use them, bro.
I'm saying.
What?